The largest piece is called Dancing Queen. Tell us about her.
Dancing Queen is all about joy. And Dancing Queen is actually inspired by a pair of shoes, the pair of shoes that she's wearing. The shoes were designed by a Ghanaian who was trying to encapsulate what life for Ghanaians in New York is all about. And he worked with Nike during one of Nike's anniversaries. I think it was a 100-year anniversary or something like that. But he helps them design those pair of shoes. And the shoes reference this community in New York called Little Accra. Accra is the capital city of Ghana. And the shoes have these symbols, which are very universal in Ghana. These symbols in Ghana are called Adinkra symbols. And the symbols have meanings. And usually you find these symbols on fabrics or other items like that. So he had two symbols on the shoes. And when I saw the shoes, I just thought that this would be a good inspiration to create something of joy. And I thought about what would somebody in Little Accra do while wearing these pair of shoes. And I thought about dancing.
Oh my gosh. I love hearing it in your words. As people are looking at it or imagining it, this piece has kinetic energy. It is just, you know, it's the signature piece. It's the largest piece as people come towards it. And it also, the Dancing Queen, there's a young woman there who's, you can see the kind of youthful kinetic energy, the vibrancy, and the colors are just enticing and rich. It's like a place unto itself, the Dancing Queen. And I love the naming of this kind of like this market, right? There's, because this is a management school. And so it's worth kind of, you know, naming the kind of connection to acknowledging markets that perhaps have not gotten as much attention. There's life, a different kind of life, and talking about that lens too. This work is not a transactional work. It's a celebration of life. I loved that energy there too.
Right. And the colors there in that, you talk about the colors. The colors I chose for that piece reflect the two countries, United States. So the red, white, and blue are in that piece. And the people in Little Accra are from Ghana, and the colors of the flag of Ghana are red, yellow, and green. So you have all those colors coming together in that piece. And that's the reason why you have that vibrant outburst of colors in that piece.
Mixed through your hands and energy. You know, when we mix colors across different countries, it doesn't always come out so beautiful and inviting. it takes an eye for seeing the beauty of the possibility. Beautiful.